Hey everyone, we're back with this week's edition of Bubbles and Bullshit. And this week we have all the things to talk about. Some we love, some we hate, and some we hope that we can live without.
There's been a lot. I don't know what's been going on this week, but I feel like we've got a lot of culture updates and such. It's been a weird week.
And I think every week we say we're not going to talk about the Kardashians. They couldn't possibly do anything more ridiculous.
Oh, but they can.
Oh, but they can.
Oh, but they can.
Kravis is married.
Are they really, though?
So I think they just did it as like shits and giggles.
We're going to
get married. Yeah. We're going to have our Elvis impersonator. So supposedly there was like no friends. It was just their security guards, like their 5-person security team.
Yeah, that's how I want my wedding to be.
But like before we get into the fact that we're married, because I seriously don't care about that.
No.
I want to talk about the tongues.
Oh, in the mouth, in the face, like, all over the place. It's gross.
I'm just sorry, but like when did like walking a classy red carpet, whether it's the Oscars, the Grammy, when did so the gross. Like number one accessory become the tongue?
It's trashy.
But like it's everyone's doing
it. I know.
It.
It's not just them. It's I know. I felt like my feed was covered in like tongues all up on each other's faces with their tongues.
Yeah. So now like Addison Rae, who's supposedly BFS with Courtney, even though like 20 years difference.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She was like on the red carpet with her new boo who has like pink hair because nobody dates anyone like everyone's like eclectic. Like, yeah. I don't even know what to say. Like,
they're all unique individuals.
I think like dating like the bad boy rockers is in. Can you sign me up for a bad boy rocker? Do you think I could handle it?
I don't know where I find one.
Oh, can you find one?
I'll
for
try.
Me?
That,
I
would I'll really, work on really that like this next one. Week for you.
I go too straight and narrow. I'm a bad boy rocker.
Me too. It's very clear cut. Yep. We got maybe that's our problem.
Maybe we go too simple.
We gotta go for bad boy rocker, not bad boy like right, asshole. Yeah, we gotta go bad boy rocker. We forgot that part of it.
Or bad boy comedian.
Yes. That's where we went wrong. We just went bad boy and that was we forgot some adjectives there.
Darn it.
But I'll work on it.
What do you think? Like, what did she like do? Like, did they take a selfie and like send it to like the family group text?
Probably.
As, like, a joke?
Probably. Hey guys, guess what?
I just feel like this whole thing is like a recipe for disaster. Like, it's so intensely,
it's just
weird.
So fast and there's so much and it just, it doesn't stop. That it has to crash and burn at some point. It has to.
Like, how are you on like the what is it, the little engine that could train with Scott for like 15 years and now it's like Travis Superhighway, like, yeah. Express lane.
It's unreal.
Nonetheless, I found their relationship to follow just like gross.
Yeah, but it's just like a train wreck. You keep watching and it's terrible. I know. I keep saying I'm not going to pay attention and here I am.
And like, can we talk about the fact that like her level of glam has went backwards?
Yeah, she looks
like it's just weird. Yeah. And like her outfit choices and her hair is always like the same, but like weird. Like it's almost like wet, but like not done.
I guess that's what happens when you date the bad boy rocker.
Bad boy rocker.
Make sure you add. You also become rocker. A bad girl rocker.
She looks like a bad girl rocker. I want to be like Courtney. Like,
what happened?
What
girl?
Happened to like mom?
Yeah, where are the kids? By the way,
probably where are the Scott. Kids?
I don't
probably
know.
Better off with Scott. Oh my God, he cracks me up. He's probably dating another 22-year-old.
Like, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm watching this train wreck unfold, and here I am. Mm. Here I am, just flying on private jets, living my life. Hanging
but
with Chloe.
Transitioning from 1K to the other, can we talk about the fact how Kristen Cavallari is, she likes to poke the bear, right?
She does poke the bear.
She went out with this statement on how like she's done with like narcissistic men.
Good luck, honey.
And then
good
shows
luck.
These like hot steamy photos of her and Tyler Cameron doing like, I don't know.
I don't think those are real.
I think it's a photo shoot for Fall Uncommon James. Too. And, like, she picked him to be in it.
Yes.
But.
Good choice, by the way. But.
I mean, she just knows how to, like.
Yeah.
Make
push
people
buttons,
talk.
Make people, yeah. Of course. She gives them just enough info to get them talking and getting something in the heads of people where she's still relevant. But it's impressive.
But not enough to be, like, it's just enough.
Yeah.
Like, it's very strategic
it's
on her
very
part.
Very impressive. Whoever handles her stuff, she's intelligent.
And then we have another marriage with What's-Her-Face from Flipper Flop, who, like, she's been married, like,
Twice at this point now. This is number two.
I want to say since we've started this podcast, she's been married, divorced, married. This is her third marriage. There was a guy, because she had a kid outside of Tarek and their two kids with somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, she was married.
Who
divorced.
I think is now dating Renee Zellweger. Yes. Is that a true statement or am I making up rumors?
And now she's married to this guy. How does that happen so quickly?
I don't know. I can't even go on a date.
Also, North Carolina, it takes a year to get divorced in this place. So.
I know, you got
to
be legally separated.
So I guess you just
got
to do that in California or whatever. But yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's quick. I don't understand it. Good for her. Hopefully she's happy. He appears to be a real estate agent. I'm sure they met while flipping or flopping houses.
Yeah. Is it weird to me that they all look the same?
They do look the same.
I mean, I guess
she's got a thing for, you know, basic looking humans.
Basic looking humans. Non-rockers.
Non-rockers.
She stopped at the bad boy.
Yep.
Bad boy realtor.
And just went bad boy realtor, bad boy. Yep. That's it. That's it.
Oh my God. Too funny. So what did you think of the Grammys overall?
Honestly, I didn't watch a ton of them.
Why didn't you watch them, Jen?
Because I was drunk and asleep.
By 8 o'clock.
I was an innocent angel. No, kidding.
Right.
Kidding.
We both drunk had
and asleep by 8 o'clock.
You were tipsy, Jen. You weren't drunk.
Okay.
Tipsy. You were tipsy. But we had a and fun asleep. Sunday fun day. We're kicking off the summer strong here in these parts.
It was a good time. But I did watch the next morning the highlights on Good Morning America. Bruno Mars, you know, performed very well. Love him. He's great. I think there were a lot of performers that I didn't really know. I found it interesting that of all the things, Carrie Underwood wins an award for her gospel album.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Which was interesting to me, but kudos to that.
Well, I always find it weird how like they how you classify
different
albums. Like I wouldn't think that her album was
necessarily gospel.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, you know, they were kind of like pitting the old or the young against the old with what Tony Bennett and Olivia Rodrigo and those kinds of things.
And then Lenny Kravitz and her.
Mm-hmm. So it was interesting. I mean, I don't think it was bad.
I mean, you had to know Olivia Rodrigo was going to like clean house.
I know.
And then who was the other guy who won all the things? What does he even sing? I don't know.
There were a lot of people. So there was something on the internet at some point that said, you know, you're too old when, you know, the middle of your brows scrunches or you don't know the people at the Grammys. I didn't know half the people at the Grammys.
No. So, and then did you see Justin Bieber's outfit?
Yeah. What? We can't find clothes that fit?
That was the...
You look like a homeless person.
I mean, it was just so big and then like the pink hat. And I don't understand because I like to look pretty. And if I have a glam squad that's going to make me pretty or a team, I get it. Like you do some of it for like the shock and awe of it all. But like what would make you decide to wear an oversized suit?
I don't know. But I don't feel like there's a lot of like that glam. Like I feel like you see more of like the oversized suit or the bad boy rocker, bad girl rocker thing going on lately. Like that seems to be, I don't know, the norm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
I think the one thing is like there's no like basic look anymore.
Right.
I think everyone goes for creativity.
Right.
And I think that's what I'm finding on red carpets. It's more about like
who's more creative,
who can push the envelope with their like thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's no status quo anymore.
No, it's all about individuality and creativity and expressing yourself and whatever that means. If it's the goth, if it's the glam, if it's bad boy rocker,
well,
it's homeless.
So I think the Oscars, which was the week before, which we didn't really talk about the red carpet. I do think there was a lot of like a whimsical, like very traditional Oscar look.
Yes, there were.
Then this week with the Grammys, I think it's because it's such an artistic expression of creativity.
Yeah.
I think people wanted to like... And it got moved to Vegas, so it's a little bit more of, like, that pomp and circumstance. And if you're in L.A. or New York.
That's true.
But, like, I will say, like, something like the MTV VMAs or whatever, they always have, like, pushed the needle. That's where you had, like, the original J-Lo green dress, correct?
Yes.
Wasn't that?
I think so. That dress is something else. Yes. That
it's, like, in fashion design.
Yes. It's beautiful. I could wear that dress.
Me too. My boobs are too big.
Yeah.
Way too big. Just not hold them back.
Just will not. Nope. I don't think it would work for me either. But dang. Anyway.
So that's the Grammys in sports news.
Yeah. We've had some basketball.
So Duke Carolina game was amazing.
Duke Carolina game was great, and that was super fun. We went to a bar by us called Jack's and hung out with some friends and watched the game. It was a close game. It was exciting.
Well,
it
went back and forth.
Yeah. And then last night's game with Carolina and Kansas, Carolina ran away with it at halftime. They had the largest lead in tournament history and ultimately ended up blowing it.
But I don't think that game was as exciting because it was like everyone went on like their 15, 16 point runs.
Yeah, that was it.
Or they didn't. So it was like every part of the game was very one-sided where you could kind of see like the tides turn.
Yeah, it wasn't back and forth. It
wasn't like back and forth like the Duke and Carolina game. And I don't know, maybe the ambiance of being out and like so many people were out and it was so packed and fun. And it was nice.
It was weird. And then on the girls' side, the women's side, South Carolina won. Over UConn. So that was a good deal for them. And I was reading something this morning that both Kansas and South Carolina were conferences that didn't have the tournament in 2020 because of COVID. So they couldn't participate. So now it was kind of like,
but they were ranked number one going into COVID being shut down, both of them. Like something very interesting.
Yeah. So they all won. Just fantastic.
Isn't it weird that COVID seems like 2 minutes ago and it was 2 years ago? Like, I remember us being stuck starting this podcast. It just doesn't.
It feels like both. In some days it feels like it was an eternity ago, and other days it feels like it was yesterday. It's the weirdest, like, time warp.
It is the weirdest thing. Like, the last 2 years have just been so bizarre. So bizarre.
What's with Hope Solo? What's going on? What's her deal?
I don't know. So
very strange.
One, I didn't realize she lived in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Two, she basically got pulled over in a Walmart, had her twins in the car, was arrested, and then said a whole statement
because she smelled like alcohol.
Right.
And then they checked her out and let her go pretty quickly. But then someone was posting on her behalf on social media saying, like, she's been advised not to speak.
It was so weird.
Why say anything? Like, I know you're trying to probably clear your name, but like, let the justice system do its job.
We're just like not.
She's always been known for just talking out of turn.
I just
want to
be like, who's your PR person? Because they're not giving you really good advice.
She probably doesn't have one anymore. That's probably the issue with that one, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's very hard to transition to like, I'm at the top of the world life to like everyday human life.
Yeah.
Like, no, just like, I think like if you and I ever got to a place where we were super famous, it would be really tough.
I think.
And then I think when you come back down to reality, I think people struggle. I think it's half the reason why like celebrities struggle in life, because you get such the high highs, but then it falls with like the low lows.
I mean, it's why like athletes, you know, you sign with some team and you have all of these millions of dollars, your career has a shelf life. You have to spend your money wisely. If you don't spend your money wisely, at the end of your career, that money only lasts so long, and then you're down in a hole again. It's a real fun transition. Yeah. Fun times.
I don't think it's – I mean, I'd love to, like, try it out for maybe a year or two.
I mean, I'll just, you know, we can just get really rich and it'll be great.
Oh, yeah. Maybe this podcast will take off with this podcast episode.
Just kidding.
This one right
here. I don't know. We hope you like it. So today we're going to talk about giving up social media and if we can handle it for a week.
Yeah, for a week.
For a week.
It doesn't feel like it's too long. So essentially what we're going to do is after this podcast concludes, we are not going to check our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
That's all we have.
That's all we have.
We don't snap.
We don't snap. We don't TikTok. We're probably on Instagram the most.
I would say Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go cold turkey.
We're going cold turkey. Which one do you think you would miss the most? Instagram?
Probably Instagram. And I think it's not only just because of seeing what people are doing that are in my social circle, but I get like most of my news updates. For example, yesterday morning or whenever it was when Kravis got married, my entire feed was photos of them. Like that's how I found out.
Right.
Because I don't go to...
You're not checking news sites or like...
No, you're not going to like USA Today or like anything like that.
Right. Right.
But it was interesting. And the reason why that this sparked us today is Selena Gomez went on to, was on GMA, and she was talking about like mental health and making it more approachable to talk about. And a lot of celebrities are doing that more now than ever. And like different like apps and like
right.
communities that can kind of help mm-hmm. you battle that. And she said she hadn't been on the internet in 4 years.
That's impressive.
That's crazy.
And that probably helps with your mental health for sure.
Well, and she talked about how she was so present. But what my question is, like, how do you find out about things?
Yeah.
Or do you just not
you just care? Do you just not know? Yeah, you may just not know.
And when you and I were talking about doing this, we were chatting about, okay, well, part of it, we need to know culture for right. our jobs.
Right, right. We need to be on social media for work purposes, not just to, like, see the latest TikTok video.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even sometimes, like, knowing what's cool in TikTok is, like, part of our jobs.
Yeah. You have to make recommendations based off the things that are trending and the things that are cool and the things that are just kind of happening in the world. And if you're not on there, then you obviously don't see that because that's where that content exists.
But do you think it's, like, because maybe she got into, like, the rabbit hole or the black hole of Googling herself and what people were saying all the time, and that's what kind of caused the anxiety?
I mean, probably. It could be. That could be a lot of it. I mean, I know we work with a lot of athletes, and I was having a conversation with someone not too long ago, and this particular athlete was looking on Twitter, and there were, like, death threats, and he was, like, upset, and, like, you know, you look at those things and what people are saying to you and how mean that is. How that doesn't get to you, I don't understand.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Sure.
I don't know if I ever told you this before.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Okay. So have you ever Googled yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Me too. And our name comes up in a bunch of stuff. LinkedIn.
Well, and it comes up because, like, press. Yeah. Press releases.
Instagram. Yeah. All those different things. Okay. So this was the beginning of my career. So think of, like, circa 06, 07, et cetera.
Right.
And someone just randomly, I was, you know, probably an AE. I don't even know if I was at the job we worked with together. It might have been the yeah. one before that. I think it was because I was in Stanford at the time. And I just, you know, was working away and I Googled myself. And this was on, like there was no Facebook was just coming up. But, like, I don't even think I had a Facebook page because mm-hmm. I don't think I got a Facebook page like 9 or 10 or whatever.
Right.
I didn't have one in college. And, like, blogs were a thing. Like, everyone had a blog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I Googled myself and found this, like, blog entry that this girl that I went to high school, like, put there, and she, like, totally hated on me. It was, so we're talking probably 5 years since I was out of high school. And then once I, like, graduated, like, I didn't live there. I, like, went away to school.
Did you talk to her?
No. So she went on, like, this whole rant on how she was, we were in, I'll never forget this. There was this floral place by where I grew up. It was called, like, Menny's Garden. And you know my mom, she's super extra. So we were yeah. in, like, Menny's buying, I might have been for, like, Christmas, buying, like, poinsettias and, like, all these ridiculously crazy things for the house. And I was, like, probably getting ready to go out. And I think I had, like, pleather pants on or something and, like, a top. But I was, like, in this, like, floral place. And she did this whole commentary on how, like, she saw me, I didn't see her, not that I would know who she was. Well, okay, I don't even remember her name now, but I remember.
But you remembered at the time.
I remembered it at the time, and I was like, yeah, I knew you. And then she like, it was, like, so terrible. She gave, like, a play-by-play of what I was wearing and how overly ridiculous it was.
That's so mean. People are assholes.
But I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't even, like, speak to her. Like, I don't know if she was, like, working in the counter or what. Like, I wasn't being rude. She gave a play-by-play on the internet of, like, the situation. And to this day, sometimes I Google myself and I'm like, please blog, please come up,
please come up. I want to
see
this.
It again.
I want to see it.
But honestly, like, in high school, maybe I was a little bit of a mean girl, but, like, I just had my little cliques and I, like, rolled with that.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I'm, like, super sweet once you get to know me.
Just got to get underneath the surface, peel back the layers. Like,
no, peel back the onion and whoa. You'll find the sweetest thing. But yeah.
Yeah, but no, people are mean. Like, people are mean. So I can understand, like, not, like, people who are in those kinds of positions not wanting to, like, see what's on social media because people are nice. Like, they're just not nice. There are more mean people on social media because they're hiding behind keyboards and screens and just blasting things out. But you said then this happened to me the other day, so I'm bringing it up, about being like present. So if you're not on, if you're not playing on social media, you can have actual conversations with people. I was in a situation the other day where I'm sitting on the couch with a friend, and he's just sitting there watching video after video after video, literally for 4 hours.
Don't you think that's more of an addiction at that point than entertainment?
Hello? Like, what? Are you learning something? What's going on? Like, can you put the phone down and like be present and talk to the people who are in the room? Like, what are we doing? I feel like it's whether it's like Instagram Reels or TikTok videos or whatever the heck you're looking at on Facebook. But like, why? Like, put the damn phone down, especially when you're around like people. And it's just, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'm guilty of it too. I try not to do it. I try not to be on my phone when I'm like at a dinner or hanging out with friends, that kind of thing.
Well, and
I
it's feel like
it's rude.
And like, being on your phone breeds other people being on their phone.
Right, like, what are you supposed to do?
Right, like, if you're on your phone, then I'm going to be on my phone, and then so-and-so is going to be on their phone. Like, it right. just, like, breeds that energy. But I was talking to one of our friends the other day, and he was telling me, I don't know if you were with us, if it was brunch or not.
I don't know.
How his ex went to the comedy club.
Oh, yes, and they locked the phones up.
And they locked the phones up, so she had to be like, okay, call this person in case of an emergency to the babysitter.
Yes.
But, like, also, that, like, one allows you not to, like, record something that maybe a comedian wouldn't want you to record. But then don't you pay attention to the show a lot more?
Yeah, I would say so. And I've seen a lot. I've seen some places, and this was definitely before I moved down here and before all the COVID stuff. But there were restaurants where, like, if you put a phone in a box, you get, like, 10% off of your bill so that you're, like, interacting, talking to people. And I was like, we used to do it all the time. Mary and I used to just put the thing in the box and just by phone.
Can I throw a party and do that?
Yeah. Why?
My frat party. Oh, so anyone in the Charlotte area, I'm throwing a frat party at my house. Thank you, Tara and Anthony, for being my like co-sponsors of this thing.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, we're throwing up Kappa Kappa Anastasi. We're going to put letters on my front yard.
Oh, God.
There will be a slip and slide.
Oh, right. We talked about this.
Yeah, well, we talked about doing it the Saturday of Mother's Day. But, like, I don't know then if I can function for Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's fine.
So we'll figure it out. But, yes, sometime in the next month or so, I'm throwing a frat party.
It's going to be great. All are invited.
Slip and slide, beer pong. What else? Oh, keg stand. So, Kara and I had this whole conversation about how I used to be a keg stand champion.
I somehow believe that.
Well, because I had really good form. I can still do a handstand. It's the same thing. Yeah. Problem is now I don't drink beer.
Yeah, you're screwed. I could probably beat you at this.
Oh, yeah, but I don't like to lose.
Well, you're going to lose. You're not going to drink beer.
Oh, I'm going to have to drink beer. Oh, that's gonna but, be yeah, hard. We're going to make shirts. We're going to have Natalie make us some shirts. Put some Kappa Kappa Anastasi on it. No, I want to get like the
what if we wore all of our I have so many old like sorority shirts.
I think Natalie's laughing at us in the background.
Whatever. She's just jealous. I have so many like sorority shirts.
Oh my God.
And sweatpants. I wore this outfit last night and I got called sorority gym. What the fuck does that mean? I
guess. Oh my God.
Those were like
You want to know what sorority Nicole did? We had a dominatrix party once.
Again, doesn't shock me.
You should have seen my outfit.
No, Nicole.
It was epic.
So Do pictures of this exist somewhere?
No, pictures don't exist. I actually think we purposely didn't take phones, but me and my roommate Janelle rolled up to the bar. And yes, they totally thought we were prostitutes.
Yeah, probably. I can only imagine, Nicole. I've seen some of your outfits. I would imagine you at a dominatrix party would be extremely over the top.
It was everything. And I just remember, I'll never forget this. We walk up and the bouncer is like,
are you at the right place?
Well, I think there was like a comment of like, we're not for hire here. Like,
we're here for the party, but we're not getting paid.
We're here for the party. We're not getting paid. But oh my God. This
doesn't shock me.
I was so much fun though. Like, it was all in good fun. Did you not do theme parties like that?
No, we did, but not dominatrix parties.
We did dominatrix parties and we think this is why I'm so glad there is no social media.
I know.
We barely had like flip phones. Like, I don't think I don't even know, saving
things to the cloud and things like that. We didn't have.
No, sexting did not exist. No, but I read something today that it's like vanilla sex is out. Basically the norm is being a kink now and having fetishes, like having like normal
the Kardashians.
Yeah, like having like normal doggy style, not a thing anymore.
Well, so be it. So be it. I can't. I'm done with this conversation.
How did we go from no
social media? I don't know. We went to no social media to dominatrix. And
this is what happens when we don't have a script. We're just winging it.
Never again, guys. Never again. We're done with this. Gets too much for me to handle.
Yeah, but the frat party's not going to be too much.
No.
What else do we need?
Tara in a sorority?
I don't know, but she is now. We're going to make up our own. Okay, Jen, so what do you think the hardest part about not being on social media is going to be for you as we go back to our topic?
I can't get my head out of this rabbit hole that you just got us all into.
I mean, Nicole.
The hardest part of, I don't know. I feel like I just like naturally just like check, you know, hey, what's, just like you open the apps. Like I don't go there for a reason. It's just like you just kind of see what's happening in the world.
So quick question for you. Can I go off social media?
Yeah.
Take photos and then like encapsulate what I did instead of like checking social media. So like kind of have like a
your own social media.
No. Like, so instead of going on social media every time I'm going to like social media, like take a photo of like something I did instead, or like, so it's kind of like my week without social media.
Yeah. Why couldn't you?
I don't know.
Photos aren't social media.
You're not broadcasting them to the world. Like, yeah, right? I'm not going to broadcast them to the world. Yeah. That was my thing.
Yeah, I mean that could be the self, right?
What if someone really hot slides into my DMs while I'm on this little sabbatical?
Has that happened?
No.
So it's going to happen during this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's going to happen during this week. Yep. But what if the one time?
Well, then they're going to get you in a week, I guess. I mean, I don't know if I can do it. I'm not saying I can do it. I think what we just need to, next week, we'll check in. Did we make it or do we not make it?
Yeah. Because you're going to have to, for work, go to other
avenues. I'm going to have to figure something out. Yeah.
You're going to have to come to other avenues.
Yep.
I guess, could you check Twitter? Because for work, would that solve it? And I mean, like, you could, because I don't ever go, personally, we don't ever go on Twitter. Right. I'm trying to help you out because I would never pick up Twitter for anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't really use Twitter either. I mean,
but I'm just saying, would it be like a supplemental thing for information?
I could, but that's not a fair assessment. We'll figure it out. We'll see if we can make it. Other thing, family's coming into town. That's going to be a tough one. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, all the nephew photos. Mm-hmm. But you can take the photos and not post them.
I can, just like you said.
Mm-hmm. Just like my week without.
Yep. But it's. I feel like it's going to be so easy to forget and just, post that.
What's the penalty if we click on it? Shots?
No shots, Nicole. We did enough of those on Sunday.
We did, but like, what? There's got to be some sort of penalty. And like, we have to be honest. You know me, I can't lie. I like have truth serum like a crazy human. I need to just lie more. I really just do.
It gets you nowhere.
What?
It gets you nowhere.
Lying? Yeah. Or telling the truth?
No, lying. Oh. Telling the truth gets you. I don't know that it gets you somewhere, but lying gets you nowhere.
I know. I can't lie to save my life. I'm like honest Anastasia over here. Cap Anastasi, honest Anastasi.
Oh my, guys.
We've got all the things today.
All the things today.
Yeah,
all
so the what's the penalty going to be?
Penalty. That's a good question. Not shots. Can it be not alcohol related?
It can be not alcohol related. Whoever checks the more has got to wash the other's floors. You know how much I hate washing floors.
No, I don't even have like things to wash floors. I Swiffer.
Can we talk about my parents went and visited my sister?
And they hand washed everything.
They did so much. They did all of her laundry. And her and Pete's. Joe cleaned her and Pete's room. They like cleaned the house. Joe went to like Walmart and got her like paper towels and stuff. And I was talking to them today and I was like, yeah, I went to Walmart myself and got my own stuff. It's fine.
Isn't that what people do?
Yes. But right? Like.
And clean their own rooms.
And then Natalie, who lives with me now, was like, we need to pop out kids. I go, I'm not popping out kids just to get paper towels.
You can pop them out if you'd like, Natalie, but no. No, ma'am.
My goodness gracious. But yeah, I just...
No, I'm not cleaning floors. That's not happening. I don't even have the things to do that. Okay,
we need something good. Lawn cutting? Oh, no, you got a service.
Yep, not doing that. Buys dinner?
Dinner.
Makes dinner.
Buyer makes dinner, one of the two. I mean, we kind of like rotate enough anyway. That it's not a big deal. Like, it all just evens out in the end.
Yeah. I don't know what a good...
I know. We need, like, something good penalty really good. Is. Good penalty.
Maybe our loyal listeners can think of a penalty for us.
You get to dress the other person and they gotta go out in public.
I'd look like a fucking train wreck and when a Nicole picks out for me.
It would be funny, though.
I'd be wearing pleather in the dominatrix outfit. Wait for it, guys.
You know what? People would probably really appreciate me.
I mean, they might. They might.
And you'd have me in like pajamas.
I'd have you in homeless jeans over there.
Those are not homeless jeans. Those are cute jeans.
I think they're cute jeans. Oh, my goodness. I think they're homeless jeans.
I'd be like Justin Bieber walking into the Grammys. That's what you'd put me in. It'd be like a pink hat and this oversized suit. Oh, my goodness.
And we have to go to Tropicana dressed like that.
Yes. Oh my God, they tried to get me to go to Trop after. I like woke up
I know.
I woke up to all these text messages.
Going to Trop. We missed it apparently.
We missed it. I know. It was not lasting that long.
Not that night.
I guess we could wear something funny to spin class.
Oh, we could.
That could be it, the bet. Like someone you gotta wear like something ridiculous to spin class.
Okay.
Like a wig. Can I put you in a wig?
Oh my God.
I've got some Kardashian wigs.
Stop, do you really?
I totally do. I dressed up as Kim K. Do you remember the one time she had like the gray hair with like
Oh yes, I do remember that.
I dressed up for her as like Halloween the one year when I went to the boats.
Yep. They Kardashians keep coming up.
Yeah. So okay, so we have some ideas now.
Okay.
All right. What do you think is gonna be the easiest in general? Like, do we think we'll feel better?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Social media doesn't really consume my life. I mean, yes, I check it. Yes, I look at it. But I don't like, I don't have to check on it. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it'll make you a little bit more present. I think that will hopefully do the trick.
I did this maybe like a year ago where I took it off my phone. So if I had to check it for like work, I could only check it when I had my computer on.
Yeah.
And that was nice.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people do it for like Lent and stuff.
Yeah, that's like 40 days.
That is 40
We're going to try 7. We'll update you guys on our next podcast. But I encourage all of you guys out there to like go on like the no social media challenge with us for a week.
Give it a go.
I think you'd appreciate it. Like sometimes it's just like good to not see what other people are doing.
Agreed. Keep your stuff to yourself.
Well, and like we've talked about this before. Like we only put the highlights up.
Yeah.
Like I don't like put up when I'm like crying myself to sleep on a Sunday night.
No, who does? I mean, nobody does.
Sometimes you should.
Yeah.
It's more real.
No, you're accurate.
It's real. Like it's not a sizzle reel. Our lives are not sizzle reels. Right. There's ups, there's downs.
That's what people use.
There's dominatrix nights.
Yeah, there's lots of those. There's lots of that. But that's what people use it for. I mean, you see the good. I mean, you're not seeing
the best version that you think of yourself.
Yes. Accurate. Well,
I think this was like a very good and unexpected podcast.
Yeah, we'll see if we can do it.
And we'll keep you guys updated for next week. We'll be back at it with hopefully another great topic to talk about.
I can't wait. Hopefully it's not dominatrix related.
The thing is we're not going to know anything about pop culture because we're not going to be on our Instagram.
We're going to have to like Google it.
We're going to have to Google like
what happened?
E! Online and people and see what happens.
Just watch Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And write it down.
News. All right, folks. Well, thanks again for tuning in. We can't wait to talk to you and give you an update on our social media hiatus. But until next time.
Bye.